Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about Presti, who uses generative AI to replace costly furniture industry photo shoots. So we've seen similar software, things like this before. This company is specifying for furniture. And the problem with furniture photo shoots is they're generally extremely costly. You have to rent a nice set, you know, like a house somewhere. You have to transport the furniture, hire photographers, all that kind of stuff. This new software allows you to basically just decide where you want the furniture to be and what accessories you want to be included, and it will all do it for you. So it has raised $3.5 million already. So that's pretty impressive. Jaden, what do you think about this?
This is cool. There's a bunch of interesting things. The first one, it's a French startup. I don't know why. I feel like we see there's a ton of French AI startups right now. So to me, this is very interesting. Like, I don't feel like I'm seeing this coming out of like Spain or Portugal or like a bunch of other countries in Europe. It's interesting to, or even Germany necessarily. It's interesting that it just seems like France is a ton of these companies are coming out of France. So that's the first thing that's interesting to me. I'm going to be in France next week for a couple of months. So hopefully I'll be able to go and do some interviews with some of these companies. Maybe I'll reach out to Presti. That'd be super cool. Presti, if you're listening, let's connect. But I have some like questions about this company. And then I do think that there's some good use to it. So the first thing that I want to say is, yeah, this is kind of a no-brainer when it comes to staging furniture in your house, for example. I've watched like a ton of these like furniture flipping shows. Jamie, you and I both have done a lot of like kind of like house flipping or like real estate-y kind of businesses, whether that's Airbnb or whatever. We both have kind of like, you know, done some things there. And it's true. One of the biggest like things to budget in or be aware of, like when you're flipping a house, Jamie, I mean, you could probably talk to this way more than me because you've done way more like actual house flips. But yeah, there's a huge element of it where, yeah, you make the house look pretty by painting everything, but then you got to put in really modern furniture to actually sell the house to make it like look the part, you know? And so I think this is great as far as, oh, look, you don't have to buy all this expensive furniture. And usually it's like people just like rent the furniture for like a big photo shoot. Now, the one thing that I'm like, well, does this really help you that much is the fact that like, if you're flipping a house, for example, maybe for rentals. Okay, I guess there's a good use case for rentals, but like for a house flip where you have people come walk through your house, yeah, it's great to have really pretty pictures. But like, I feel like part of it, and you tell me what part of like how much this actually matters, is like when you go into the house and it's actually staged like a show home and there's like all this like fancy furniture and everything looks pretty. I feel like you kind of want actual furniture for that. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think to the actual end buyer, you need to have furniture in the property so people can envision themselves living there. You know, it just makes it feel more homey. I think that will always be a business. Granted, it is a lot of work to stage a house, especially if you put in all the accessories and stuff like that. So I could see how, you know, for real estate photography, it could help. But this use case is a little bit different, and I hadn't really thought of this before. But if you think about a furniture company, someone who sells furniture, they have thousands probably of different SKUs and products, different, you know, that need photographing, end tables, ottomans, all that kind of stuff. So to be able to not have to produce a photo for each product is, I think, really a big benefit to them. Not to mention this AI, Presti is focusing on that. So I would, the sample images looked really good. But I'm guessing they more cater to, you know, bringing in a total cohesive design with the furniture and not just swapping the background out. So we've seen a lot of the AI stuff like on Amazon, for example, where you can just basically swap the background of your photo depending on the season, right, or things like that, where this is a little bit more nuanced because you're trying to put together like a full look, if that makes sense. So,
right.
And then obviously adding in the accessories and stuff like that is important too, to make it look, you know, more complete, like a living space. So yeah, it's an interesting concept to focus on specifically furniture, but.
Yeah, it's interesting. And like when I first saw this company, I was like, oh, you know, like big deal. I've been seeing these kind of like AI generated or like sort of companies for a while, right? You go on like Zillow, you see a house and you're like, wait, is this actually what the house looks like? Or are they just putting a bunch of AI generated like images for like furniture in here? So like you've kind of seen that. I will say looking at their demos, this is significantly better, right? Like those Zillow photos, you can tell what's kind of fake. These ones look perfect. It looks like it's a magazine is the first thing. And essentially what they're doing is they have a photo of the furniture with the background removed, right? And then they essentially can put that in any room, and they use Stable Diffusion to put that piece of furniture into like a specific room or place. And it's kind of tricky. They said originally they just tried to use Stable Diffusion XL, just like out of the box pretty much to do it. They're like, it was not very good. It was adding like random legs to the furniture and stuff. What's cool to me is it seems like it's essentially recreating the room in a way with the furniture, recreating, and so it's like generating everything. To me, that's cool because it means everything can move around a little bit. And so depending on like the angle that a photo was taken at, you can essentially make it work. It's not as easy as you'd think because you want like the background to be parallel with like a couch, for example, or everything kind of has to line up. So it's essentially these small details that it seems like they've mastered. I mean, these small details apparently are worth $3 million that they've raised, but these small details that they've mastered, I think, are important because when you look at a Zillow listing and it's like there's furniture in the room, but it's like you can kind of tell it's like a little wonky and it's a little fake and it's obvious, right? And so I think making it look completely legitimate is a big benefit. To your point, furniture companies, you know, I have family members in the furniture business, and yeah, they have thousands of pieces of furniture, and to be able to make all of those look good without having to go to a photo shoot saves them a ton of time, a ton of money. So I think this is definitely something that they would use specifically. So, you know, there's already a customer, but then I think I just, for like end users, I just have to believe this has got to be useful for like taking photos of, beyond like a furniture seller, like houses that look staged and decorated and stuff. And it does a lot better, I think, than just whatever other software is out there.
Well, and you bring up a good point. If they could make this available to like a reseller, for example, like me and you both have done that in the past too, where you would, you know, flip furniture. If you wouldn't have to take a, you know, stage a photo and take a nice photo, and you could just use Presti to do it, I think that would save a lot of time as well. So maybe they could have like a consumer version of it as well, not just for furniture companies, but.
Yeah, they've like, done a couple.
Oh, go ahead.
They've also done a couple other interesting things. They talked a little bit about it. So I believe as their CEO said, quote, "At the same time, something that is really important is the data set on which we've trained our models. We currently have over 75,000 images of ultra high quality photos of furniture in our industry, which we can use to train our models to reinforce the learning process for a specific use case." So essentially what they've done is they've taken all of these super HD photos of furniture everywhere, and you can add accessories. So it's not just like, okay, throw like a couch in this room or throw our couch into like a room or generate a background for a couch. It's like, okay, cool. Now like throw our like pillows on there and throw like our blanket, like make it draped over the back of the couch. So it's like all of your products, you just kind of have this AI model. You can just kind of place them around in a photo and kind of build your photo. Essentially doing exactly what like a photographer and a staging company would have to do. Just they would have to do it in physical studio or location where they're like, you know, adjusting the blanket and adjusting the lighting and adjusting the camera, and like you just sit at a computer and do it, and saves you so much time and I think a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean the sample image they posted, the lighting was honestly one of the most impressive things to me. They, you know, they took the original couch and then the shadows and stuff, and then they made the room to fit the shadows. So that's pretty mind blowing, pretty cool stuff. So.
Yep.
Well, if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's all okay, I was thinking the shadows were awesome.
Yeah. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate that, and ask us questions as well. And we have a school community that is now free. You can join. We're going to take some deep dives on specific hustles that we both do using AI. So, Jaden, do you have any more on that?
Oh, all I was going to say, this is a limited time, guys. So pretty much what we're doing, we're trying to build a school community. We want a solid community of amazing people like yourself to talk about these AI side hustles and a lot of the things we're working on to share a lot of knowledge. We're going to make this a paid community, though. It's going to probably be $50 a month. But for the first 50 people, we're trying to get this started. And for our loyal listeners, if you're one of the people that listen to us every week, we want to reward you, want to give something back. And so for the first 50 people, we're making this a free community. So there'll be a link in the description. If you are interested in joining a community where we talk about this, jump on that. It will not be free forever, but first 50 people, you can one of them join the school community, and we'll be sharing all sorts of awesome ways to make money side hustles.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.